Bezer Hashem, the world's up to Simin Resh Ayin Aleph Sifyut Beis. So we'll do page 95 and 96, the end of 95 and 96. Ashik Shekidish Alakos, Notol Yadu Varech Al Netil Sidai. That's what we do after Kiddush, so we wash our hands and do Netil Sidai. Vim Notol Yadu Kodim Kiddush, Goli Daita Drifta Chavivalei. If for whatever reason he washed his hands before Kiddush, so then he's shown that the bread is dear to him. Lo yikadish al yayin el al hapasa. In such a case, then he's showing that he's more interested in the pas, so he shouldn't make kiddush on the yayin. So according to Mechaber, you would never have an instance where a person would wash first and then make kiddush on wine. However, the Rama says the minig in Ashkenaz was not that way. Minig in Ashkenaz was not the way most of us do. There are few yekis that do what the Rama described. V'yesham d'chatchil yesh litol yadav kodem at kiddush l'kadesh al yayin. Chilash, one should wash one's hands and then make kiddush. Chena minig pashu medina sedel. And that is the minig v'ein l'shanus, and one should not change from this minig rak below Pesach. Except for Pesach, it should not be done. What is the rationale for this custom that we know that there are a few people out there that still do today, that they wash and then they make kiddush. So the Rama, the Mishnah Berurah explains the Rama on Samach Aleph, the Svir Lahu, Dana Kiddush Mikri Hefsek Kim Shutzarech Su'uda. Hegdish is not, Kiddush is not considered a Hefsek since it's a Tzarech Su'uda. So the first thing we needed to get around is Hefsek. It's not a Hefsek, it's a Tzarech Su'uda. Well, Kachi Kaddish Al Yayim Yishtak Kots, Vachi Kachi Varech Amotz Vivitza Pas. Bikim Dana Hefsek, so once we've gotten through hurdle number one, it's not a Hefsek. Svirle the Ramah, the Tov Linu Ken Lechatchila. That one should be knowing this way, Lechatchila. Why? We shouldn't be Kshen Lo Yayin, the Kaddish Al Pas, because if he doesn't have wine and he makes Kiddush on bread, Bal Karcha Sarach, Legal Yodav Kodim Kiddush. So then he'll be forced to be Notal Yodav prior to Kiddush. Val Kain, Tov Linu Ken Tamid Ba'ofen Echad. The reason for it was that there were times that they didn't have wine. So since they didn't have wine, so the times they didn't have wine, then you should wash first. So it's not to differentiate, they would do that always. I just want to emphasize how lucky we are that today we don't have this issue. And that's probably why we don't have the custom. But it seems like it was obvious in the Ramah's times that it was a given that there would be times they wouldn't have enough wine for Kiddush. Of course, our custom is not that way today. We said, Ve'en L'shanos, turning on to page 96, the Achronim say not that way, and that is our custom as well. Miyum, Kfar Notel, Yodav Kodim Kiddush, Bezeh Yesh Lassos Karama, but if he was notel yadav already prior to kiddush, then he should do it in the manner that the Rama describes. We said that Lel Pesach is an exception. Mishum she'ozmav seeking harbe by miris hagoda ad hasu'uda, because there is a lot of hefsek, and because there's a lot of hefsek, we saw that would be a problem between washing and the su'uda itself. Okay, Sif Yud Gimel. Rav Neventhal himself comes from German descent, but he told me his family in Eretz Yisrael never had that custom, and he's not even aware whether his family had the custom in Germany to do like the Rama. Minig is, of course, not to. Sif Yud Gimel. Tzarech l'shtos mikoshel kiddush k'mlo lugmav. One needs to drink from the kosher of kiddush k'mlo lugmav. One full cheekful. How do you measure that out? So Rav Neventhal brings down from Shlomo Zalman, she fill up both sides of his mouth full of mashke, yiflatenu, he should spit it out. That would be the way to measure melo lugmav, and that's the chiyuv to drink when it comes to kiddush.
What is melo lugmav? The Hayu call, she's talking outside Echad
Bipiv, Yirav Melo Lugmav, Uhu Rubo Shel Rivius. And that is the majority of a Rivius. That's the Rove of a Rivius. Okay. Now, over here, in terms of the majority of Revius, so there is a very famous Mishnah Berurah here, a very, very important one, which gets down to the core of Shiurim today. So Mishnah Berurah writes, Sivkat Nesamaches, Ruba Shorvius, Hainu Ba'adam Beinani, Machziku Shir Kach. So, Malo Lugmav is Rova Revius. Ba'adam Gadol, B'yosim, Shirinik Malo Lugmav Didei. But if someone was larger, so then he'll have a larger Revius. Now, the Mishnah Berurah uses this to discuss, this is probably the most important Mishnah Berurah in terms of the halachos of Shi'urim. And he brings down a famous question of how to measure a Revius. Vida. The Shi'ur Revius who kemat melosh de klipos in beitza beinis, shel tarnigos. Revius is shte klipos of beitza beinis of tarnigolos. Vuhu Shi'ur beitza umechza ima klipa. So bottom line is the second shear is much more functional for us. And that is, it's an egg and a half, including its klipa. The log, that's a revius. Why? Because a log, we know shisha beitzim, kedisa bigamar. That's found in Menachos in a few places. Umemela revius halog, so a quarter of a log. Revius means a quarter of a log. Hu beitzim mechza. One quarter of six is a egg and a half. Okay. So, if we want to know what a shear revius is, it's an egg and a half. And here comes the biggest debate today about shiurim. And that is why there's so much confusion about how to measure everything. Kezayis ha-matzah, how much of your hadasim need to be mishulash. It all revolves around this. V'yesh machmirim ba'od b'inin ha-shiurim. There are those, this is the well-known sheet of the tzlach, that are machmir. V'ochichu, that our eggs have gotten smaller. And a revius is actually double. In other words, today it wouldn't be 1.5 eggs, the volume of 1.5 eggs, we're going to discuss shortly how you measure it, but it's not 1.5 eggs, but rather it's 3 eggs. So to this day, we have very disparate shiurim because of the question of whether you follow this no de Yehuda. So first of all, as far as how you measure eggs, so here the Be'er Halacha spells out that the way in which you do it is, it's displacement theory. What you would do is you fill something up with water, and you drop in an egg and a half, or according to another Yehuda, 3 eggs, another Yehuda and Slacha, same person, 3 eggs, and then you've displaced that amount of water that would be the size in liquid volume. The question over here is, why did the another Yehuda come up with this wild chumrah? He doubled the amount of matzah that we need to eat. So Be'er Halacha and Dibur HaMaskel Shel Revius explains where the another Yehuda got this from. The another Yehuda had a problem. The Noda Behuda's problem was the following. He cheshbond, what would have been, we know what 40 saw for a mikveh is, and he cheshbond 43 beitzim based on, and we know the Rambam in Perek Vav Bikurim spells out how many eggs would go into 40 saw of a mikveh. So the Rambam gives us all the measurements, and we all know that chala, the shear of chala, is 43 beitzim. 43 beitzim of flour is a shear of chala. By the way, the cool way to remember is the gemar shear of chala is 43. That's an amazing thing. But anyhow, so 43 eggs, that's what's chayiv in chala. So the Noda Yehuda did a measurement, and he measured 43 eggs based on the Rambam's calculation of 40 sov mikvah. Then he took 43 eggs, and he displaced water, and it came out only half of the 43 eggs of water from the mikvah. In other words, he was convinced that the shear of beitzim, we know what a saw is, etc., etc., a log, but what got confused is a beitzah. How did beitzah get confused? Because our beitzim are not the shear that they once wore. So this is all what the Noda Behuda is quoted as saying in the Be'er Halacha Dibur HaMaskel Shel Revius. The Be'er Halacha is not convinced. The Be'er Halacha is ultimately confused, maybe that's not the right word, hedges his bets in terms of whether he's convinced that the Noda of Yehuda is right. And he asks a strong kasha in the Noda of Yehuda. He says, Noda of Yehuda did his test, and the Chavetz Chaim did his test. So Chavetz Chaim says, but there's another Gemara. He says, the first Gemara that we were dealing with was the Yisod in in Pesachim, and the Rambam Perek Vav of Bikurim that says that you calculate, gives you the cheshbon of Memsal, Lemikvah, and 43 Beitzim. But there's a Gemara in Yuma on Daf Pei in discussing the Melo Lublav that over there the Gemara says, as we mentioned before, that a Melo Lublav of an individual is less than a Revius, and two Melo Lublav from two Tzadim, Melo Lublav Mishnut Tzadim, the Gemara says, is more than a Revius. So the Chafetz Chaim said, I took a lot of different people, and I told them to fill up their mouths with water and spit out. And he said what came out is the size of one and a little bit more than 1.5 eggs today. He says, but there was no way that they were able to get 3 eggs worth of today's eggs size of water in their mouth. So therefore, the Chafetz Chaim concludes the following. He's not convinced that the tzlach is right. He's not convinced that the tzlach is wrong. So v'dinei d'araisa, as well known, the Chavetz Chaim Hilchos Matzah says that we follow the larger shear, but he's not convinced that we pass in that way. It's well known that the Chazon Ish and the Stipler did go with the shear of the Noda B'Yehuda. They were convinced that he was right. Others were convinced that the Noda B'Yehuda was wrong. So to this day, there are different shitos as far as that's concerned. What about the Chavetz Chaim's great kasha and the Noda B'Yehuda? So the Stipler said, I did a test. He said, I did a test, and I think the Chavetz Chaim didn't force the people to get more as much water as they could have. Why? Because the Stipler argued that you also have to take account the throat area. So he said, it doesn't mean that a person would easily put water into his mouth. So Stipler claims that if you filled it up to its maximum, you would get that way. Okay. So to this day, there's a little bit of a question how you would be moded. I think Rav Nevinsal goes with the Pashtus over here of the Mahalach of the Ber Halacha. He quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman as saying, for the shear's man, let's say you need to cheshbon the amount of time a person would drink a revius, he says you would follow the shear of Reb Chaim Noah. Reb Chaim Noah is basically the application of the standard measurements of Beitzim today. And therefore it seems to me that Me'ikur Tadina, Rav Nevinsal, went with with Reb Chaim Noah, as well as Rabbeinish Ginsburg gave me excellent booklet by Rav Hadar Margolin. It's called Shir Kizayis. And as I was doing halachos, I remember I still have it sitting on my desk. I have to return to Ginsburg. A couple of years ago, I did it with the Talmidim and the Gris Kol. We did the Sugya. And a collector's item there is a quote from Shlomo Zalman. Roy, in regards to matzah, Ro'ui la'ader le'chol yoter im efshar lo. You should try to eat the Noda B'Yehuda. Amisha kashal yachol esmo chashir Reb Chaim Noah v'lozhin. And bizdamnut acheret, Reb Margolin writes, sha'atul in yichola, v'or she'yachol esmo chashir ze lichatchila, af le'inyin kezayis d'araisa. Reb Margolin is quite convinced that the shir of Reb Chaim Noah is the correct one, and his most interesting raya is a scientific raya. He quotes that there was a city, it's well known that there was a city in Pompeii, I think it's Pompeii, I have to find the page, that was entirely, it was Pompeii in Italy, that a volcano destroyed the city, laid lava on the city 80 years into the Common Era. And what was amazing about it is that the city is entirely preserved. Everything there in the city is preserved, including the eggs. So they looked at the eggs, And the eggs are basically the same size of our eggs today. So at least 80 of the common era, the eggs were the same size. So this is something Rav Margolin quotes. I think Chacham Avadya Zatzal also came out this way. Obviously the devil's in the details, and one would need to cheshbe out more. But l'chatchila were machmir, but in cases of bidyev, in cases of chola, we'll stop here.
What was this?